you have the Sefer Shin Lamed Aleph. One of the chaver picked up 15 svarim. Just told me today, so from Anubakoy. So, me and Hashem will be able to get started if the end. All of these, a little bit just hachana and to get a taste of the chalban, but not the tachlis of what we're going to do for the year. Yom Hakadosh, Yom Kippur is just a little bit. So there's a Torah here in the Talei Chaim and Elul Tishrei. It's part of a longer piece, but I believe we could capture the essence of the Maimer by learning this part of it. And it's a very, very big insight in what Yom Kippur is. So let's try. Let's try to do quickly. Yom Kippurim, Yom Adir B'Yimei Shana. Of course, Yom Kippur is the most powerful day. It's the most awesome day of the year. Mavur b'svar makdoshim shabiyam kodesh ve'el yinzeh mizgalus hapnimius mamish. And what makes Yom Kippur the day of the year is the hizgalus of pnimius in time, in space, in the nefesh, olam shana nefesh. We'll talk about that here. The pnimius is able to emerge. The true reality is able to emerge in Yom Kippur. And it's relatively easy to access it. Masha'en ken, the rest of the year, it's pretty hard. U'bayhekes b'ziva u'kdushas ha'el yoyin, it's shining. With all of the radiance of its supernal holiness. V'nezeh gufa side k'nisas k'an gadol k'adosh k'dosh. This, of course, is the inyan of the Kohen Gadol entering into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shehini yadua hadavar, shekol mokum umokum bebeis hamikdash, makbil el darga acheres ba'ilam es hayonim u'pidushas am Yisrael. Every single place in the Beis HaMikdash, every single inch of the Beis HaMikdash, corresponded to a different madrega in the Olam es HaYoinim. This is connected to what we're learning for Rosh Hashanah. In the Sphere HaYoinim, in the Olam es HaYoinim, u'b'kedushas am Yisrael. And every part of the Beis HaMikdash corresponds to a certain aspect of Kedushas Yisrael. The Ramchal talks a lot about this. V'soid kodesh HaKadoshim, husoid p'nimiyusam shel Yisrael ba'atzmusa mamish. In physical space, in Olam, that place in the world that's called Kodesh Kadoshim is the pnimius of the etzim of what a Jew is. Is that nekuda ha-pnimius regarding which we daven every single time Mogen Avram, like it's brought down Chadush Arim, other tzaddikim, that we beg Hashem to guard that inner point of who we are. To guard that inner point, Mogen Avram. That inner point of Mogen Avram is the place where Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak for the Akeda, is the Kodesh Kadosh. And that's the inner point of a Jew. Shehi la'elam ha'elam hazeh, which of course completely transcends this physical world. Mi'al kol gvul v'tzimtzum. And it's beyond any gvul, any boundaries, and any tzimtzum. B'kach gam Kodesh Kadosh, and therefore, the same way that you could look at a person, you could look at a Jew, and the chitzonius, he doesn't really look like there's anything going on. It doesn't look like there's much happening with this guy. Then you find out that B'shas Maisa, when he's going through a test and he's saying of whether he wants to be a Jew or not, like the Tanya writes about, the new Ches, new test, Nechav, and that suddenly, all of a sudden, this person, Mamish, explodes with it, with Yiddishkeit, and you say, I never saw this. I don't understand what this is. There's something about a person that is not detectable Stam, but it comes from a place which is beyond the gvul of his normal emotions, of his normal beliefs, of his regular personality. And therefore, when it when it emerges, when it comes out, it comes out in such a way that there, that there, that there's without any restraint, Bli Tzimtzum. And we know many, many, many stories of Jews who were not at all, at Bechlal, not observant. And B'shas Ma'aseh, when it came down to it, they, B'mo'aseh Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, because that point inside that's called Avram Avinu, Avram is also called the Kohen Olam, that point inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim was touched. And when that's touched, then there's no telling where that's going to go. It's without sense. The same way we see that in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore, everybody here knows that the Kodesh Kedoshim didn't work out. The Cheshbon with the Oren and the Kodesh Kedoshim, the size and the space, didn't work out physically. It was an open miracle that was seen in the Beis HaMikdash that Shahayah Bonei Shemokim Oren Eimen Hamida, that the Cheshbon didn't work out with the Oren. Mathematically, it didn't add up. It wasn't right. Something happened over there where that reality which is beyond the gvulim of this world, which comes from a place that's not with Tzimtzum, that's not constricted and covered, that somehow in that place of the Kodesh Kedoshim, that otherworldly reality enters into the reality of this world. And when that happens, the normal rules and regulations of space, of time and space, don't apply. That's what was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'hayakulei chokur b'soid ha'pnimius atzma. Because just as in each and every one of us, there's that nekuda that's called Kodesh Kedoshim, in the world, that place in Yerushalayim is the pnimius atzma. It's the Kodesh Kedoshim. K'fishi atzma, v'lo k'fishi himis labeshes umistateres b'chitzaynius. Not the way in the rest of the world, even though there are 10 Kedushas over there in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, but the rest of the world, Elokus, godliness, is mislabish, becomes enclosed in physical reality, and as a result of that, there are all types of coverings, there's concealment, and so on. Masha'enikain, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's Elokus, unbound. Unbound. Ze'inyin Kodesh Kedoshim ki yedua. Oid hine yedua hadava, second paragraph, section. It's not possible for a human being to go there. It says Beferish and Pasik. Chazal make a very big deal about this Pasik. It sounds like it's impossible for any human being to be there. Not only that, but Chazal say that even a malach isn't there. Even a malach can't go there. The whole drichas raglas of Kohen Gadol b'Kodesh Kedoshim. So how's it possible for the Kohen Gadol to go there? And it says v'chol adam. So how is the Kohen Gadol able to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim? The whole drichas raglas of Kohen Gadol b'Kodesh Kedoshim. In any yichel leheosays el bezman she Yisrael mitzuyim b'madrega hamakbila el Kodesh Kedoshim. When Am Yisrael was on a madrega, when Am Yisrael was living on the madrega that corresponds to Kodesh Kedoshim, shehi mamish mimal ledargas Adam, which transcends the normal madrega of Adam, haini rak b'shar shi Yisrael mitzuyim mamish b'soid ha'pnimius atzma. When Am Yisrael is in a state of pnimius mamish, rak oz, only then, Yochel Kohen Gadol liyashayach v'nechas besoid Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only then can the Kohen Gadol attach himself to this mystery of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, shehu soid ha'pnimi. It was the soid of pnimi. That's why it was very dangerous for the Kohen Gadol to go to that place. He couldn't go as an Adam, as a private, separate, different person. He was only able to go as a shliach of Am Yisrael. And therefore, depending upon where Am Yisrael was holding at that time, the Kohen Gadol would either be an Adam, and as an Adam, he couldn't enter into the place, and if he would, he would die. Or he would be something higher than an individual Adam. He would be that Nekud of Pnimius. the Nekudah of Pnimius is the Kodesh Kedoshim, fits into the Kodesh Kedoshim. It befits the Kodesh Kedoshim. Umimoyitza Hadorah Lamadnu, She'etzem Ha'uvda She'Kohen Gadol Nichnas L'Kodesh Kedoshim Yom Kippurim. So there's only one day that Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. We don't know what that means. That, what does it mean, all of Am Yisrael is in a state of Pnimius? What does that mean? All of Am Yisrael. There isn't some yokel someplace that's in Atlantic City gambling and listening to Mordechai Ben David record or something. I don't mean anything bad about Mordechai Ben David. There isn't such a thing. There's not one person in the world. What does that mean? So there's one day, and it's really quite remarkable because even now, when you go to Eretz Yisrael in particular, I haven't been there many years in Kippur, but I remember when I was there, and from what I understand, it's still like that. The streets are pretty empty, with the exception of army or ambulances, but the streets, as far as Amcha Beis Yisrael, there's a recognition that something different is going on in Yom Kippur. It's something different. And it has nothing to do with being a national holiday, like other things in Eretz Yisrael that they made. It's not a national holiday. There's a gilui of Pnimius Yisrael. And it can only happen on that one day, in Yom Kippur. Where the Adam of who we are is somehow replaced by the Knesset Yisrael, the higher, that Nekudah Pnimius.
Yeah. There's still a few people, though. I mean, there are still people.
Yeah, the same way you could have also individual people that decide that they want to convert, even though we know that it can't be. How could it be? That's where the Tanya writes about that. I feel kal shebe kalim, even the lowest little Jew, whose whole life is rebelling against God. B'shas ma'isi is ma'isa nefesh v'haftla es Hashem lokecha. You see that there are certain Jews that they do convert, either for money or because of pressure or whatever else it is. It's a mistake. It's a toes. A person can make a mistake. And a person can resist his own natural instincts. It's hard. But there is such a thing that a person will resist his own natural instinct. The point is that the natural instinct of a Jew is to fast on Yom Kippur. The natural instinct of a Jew is to refrain from his understanding and her understanding of what it means not to be Jewish. On that day, on Yom Kippur. Even if you can say, I once told the Chevron Shul, my mother had a sister who lived in Cholon. She was not just a survivor of Auschwitz, but she was able to get a job in the kitchen, and she kept my mother alive and my other aunt alive and other Jews alive. She was smuggling out garbage peels and things, and she kept Jews alive. She was bechlal. I was very close to her. She was bechlal not religious. I mean, she ate nevelas and chayfas. She bechlal not religious, and. I mean, she was a wonderful person. She used to go volunteer in the hospital, and she was a Lebedik, a wonderful person. And my father many times told me, don't talk to her about Yiddishkeit. Just don't get into conversations. It's not kedai. It's not kedai. And my mother told me that even back in Munkach, where they were from, she really wasn't from. I mean, she went like everybody else. She acted like she was from, but she really wasn't. And then, okay, she went through what she went through. And then one time I did a bad thing. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't eat. I never ate over there. My parents, we never ate over there. But we used to go a lot when we lived in Eretz Yisrael. They're very, very close, my mother and his sister. My parents were away. And I got into this conversation about Yiddishkeit. And it was a big mistake. So she was starting to scream about, don't tell me about this, and I was in the war, and then this Rebbe went and saved himself, and this one did this, and she had all these things, which is, and, it was a theological mess. So then I asked her, her nickname was Kuka, Rus, her name was, we called her Kuka. So I asked her, Kuka, I said, do you fast on Yom Kippur? I asked her if she fasts on Yom Kippur. Because here she's telling me she doesn't believe in anything. She has nothing. She's finished with it. Do you fast on Yom Kippur? She started to shake. I got scared. And she started to sob. And she said, she started to yell at me in Hungarian and in Yiddish, you're nothing, you're nobody, you think you're so from, she started, and don't ask me these questions, don't ask me these questions. And she ran out of the room. And I said, oh boy, I hope she doesn't tell my father. And she did. My father and my, so my father, we were walking to Marv, and my father said, I asked you not to talk to Kuka about Yiddish. She said, so I started, like, you know, like an idiot. I said, well, she said this, and so I had to, and I started to, my father said to me, yeah, you're a shaita. He said, well, do you understand? Do you understand? You think that she doesn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. My father said, she's a bigger mama than you. So I said, what do you mean she's a bigger mama? How come she's Michal Shabbos? You know, kids don't. I was talking like that. How come she's Michal Shabbos? She doesn't eat kosher. So my father said, you don't understand. You just don't understand. So I said, you didn't explain it to me. You just said, you don't understand. And I certainly didn't. There's an akuda hapnimis. I can explain why did she give up things. My mother told me she wasn't from before. But there's something that a Jew holds on to. The Kodesh Kodashim of who she is Yom Kippur. But for her understanding, it doesn't mean she won't turn on the light. But according to who she, that inning of eating, of putting something in her mouth. And then my mother told me that I heard about this whole thing. My mother said, "You don't. If you listen carefully, you hear on Yom Kippur, if you go to the shul, you hear your aunt crying in the back of the shul. Not just that she doesn't eat on Yom Kippur. She's crying on Yom Kippur. Who could understand such a thing? There's a Kodesh Kodashim inside of a Jew. A Kodesh Kodashim. It's the Soit HaPnimius. So, as a human being, as a regular person, as a Jew with all of his struggles with Chitzonius in this world, no one can go into the Kodesh Kodashim. It's not possible. One day of the year, the Kohen Gadol could go as a Shliach of what? Of the Nakuda of Kodesh Kodashim inside of Am Yisrael. The unbreakable Nakuda of Kodesh Kodashim. Rak oz yochel kohen gadol liyos shayach v'nechaz b'soi kodesh kodashim shu sayt ha-pnimis. And we might say that v'lamadnu, she'etzem v'odish kohen gadol nechaz kodesh kodashim yom kippur mi'id. The very fact that the kohen gadol is able to walk into that place on Yom Kippur, mi'id it bears testimony u'malamedes al soikvoi u'kdushos u'shayorim. That really tells us about the power and the kedusha of the day. She Yisrael am kroyvay achuzim umuorim b'yomze b'soid hapnimis b'atzma mamish. That means that on the day of Yom Kippur, Yisrael am kroyvay, that am Yisrael are achuzim umuorim, are bound to and are shining, are illuminated by the soid of pnimis. Ba'atzma mamish, the etzma of a Jew. Lefichach yochel ha-Kohen Gadol lovel b'shem kol Yisrael. Therefore, on that day, the Kohen Gadol could go b'shem kol Yisrael. Akasha, there is some Jew standing by a slot machine somewhere. There is such a thing. There is. There are people who bechlal don't get it, or for whatever reason, there's such a hest upon them. Without going into that now, but the mitzvah is that Am Yisrael was able to send in Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh Kodashim. Because that Kohen Gadol came from within that place of Am Yisrael that's called Kodesh Kodashim. Ulikones al chadrei hamelech hapnimi. And the Kohen Gadol was able to enter on behalf of Am Yisrael to the inner chamber of the king. Beside Heviani hamelech hadorv. Like it says in Pasuk. In Shirashim, Heviani HaMelech Hadorav, Hadorav is referring to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Heviani HaMelech Hadorav, the Chadvi HaMikdash, ultimately, Cheder HaRasi, which is the Kodesh Kedoshim. U'lahavlit l'hazviyach ha-sa'or ha-gadol shel ha-pnimiyis atzma al-nishmosai, val-nishmois kol Am Yisrael, ha-chakukais al-libay. Remember, the Kohen Gadol went with the shamus of all of Am Yisrael, the Shivtekah, on his heart, and he went in, and by him going in there, he was able to be megala this great ur of pnimius of nishmas al nishmas, so his own nishama to be megala and nishmas am Yisrael that was engraved upon his heart. V'nechnosas imal kodesh pnima, So in truth, every single Jew in the world would go into the Kodesh Kodashim with the Kohen Gadol. Every single one would go with the Kohen Gadol. El Soit Ha'achtus Hagmur Ben Yisrael Avim Shem Shemayim, which is the Soit, that place is the Soit, the secret, the mystery of the absolute oneness, the unity of Am Yisrael Avim Shem Shemayim. Binyan Knesis Kohen Gadol Hoyim Mokam Lishol. One could ask, Im Onu B'yayim Elyon Zematsuyim Besoit HaPnimiyas, that if on that day of Yom Kippur, each and every Jew is on this Madrega of Pnimiyas, means that every single Jew is right to go into the Kodesh Kodesh. Anybody should be able to walk in. Why only the Kohen Gadol? The truth is, as I said a moment ago, the emes kol yisrael nechnasim al kodesh pnim. Really, every Jew did go inside. V'yoyisim alev ha-kohen ha-gadol. Because encoded in the names that he had, that he wore upon the Chayshin, encoded there is, of course, all of Am Yisrael, every single Jew. So why can't other Jews physically go into the Kodesh Kodashim? Because Am Yisrael on Yom Kippur is elevated to a level of achdus, of oneness. V'aguf ma'amechulokim hismaisesu ad she'shoichnim on a besoid ha'nesham ha'achas shel kulam. Remember, we've been talking about Knesset Yisrael, that there's this metzias that's higher than this world, that's called Am Yisrael. And in its root and source, it's one. It's not divided. The division, we spoke about this, the division takes place as Nishmas Am Yisrael, as Knesset Yisrael, as the light of Knesset Yisrael descends into the world, then it becomes differentiated and individuated into different people, into separate gufim. But on the day of Yom Kippur, there was the Ur of Nishmas Yisrael that was shining. So to be able to say that this one could go Beryl and Shmeryl and Yankel and Sarula, that they should be able to, a separate gufim, to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kodashim, is a steerer to exactly what's happening. On the day of Yom Kippur, there is no inyan of him, her. It's all Echad. It's back to that reality of Nishmas Am Yisrael. Nintzah Shub Emes Mamish Nichnesu Kula. Therefore, Be'emes, Mamish Nichnesu Kula. Everybody was in. Yeah?
This explains why only one person can enter, but Maisa had to be a Kohen. The Yisrael couldn't enter even if there was complete Achdus.
True. Because for reasons that he speaks about in somewhere else, really, it's in Vayikra, in the Talich Chaim Vayikra, only a Kohen could do that. But we're not going to go into that right now, but you're right, 100% right. But if you look there in Talei Chaim and Vayikra, you'll see in Achrei Mois, there's a big, big mimer in this in you. But they should kulam klulam ba'oifen muchlat b'koin ha'godl. All Jews were included in this shliach, the koin ha'godl. V'asha'onu b'soit ha'pnimiyas ha'koineses es Yisrael le'echad mamish. Echad mamish. So all of Klal Yisrael was nichlal in this one person, the Kohen Gadol. Rakesh onu b'mitzias achaim haregila, the way it works on a regular day, in regular life, hanifredis, where there's separation, division. Oz nidmalanu sha Kohen Gadol nichnes levado. Then it would appear to us that you have this one person who, for some reason, has the schus to be able to go in. In other words, there are a million Jews that are not going in, and this one yid goes in. That's the way it would look like on a regular Tuesday in Teves, that something strange is happening. And what gives him the right to go in? How come I can't go in? But that's only according to the Mabat, the perspective of Chol, not from the perspective of Kodesh, from the perspective of Kodesh Kodashim, Echad, everything's Echad. And the Kohen Gadol, when he went in, didn't go as a separate person. He went as the person who contained within him, who embodied within him, like Adam Rishon, all Nishmas Yisrael. As Nidbalon Shakoyin Gadol Nechnas Levado, Ubemes Kol Yisrael Ke'echa Nechnasim Pnima. Bezocha Gufa Shal Koyin Gadol, Lies Mishim Is Abram by Kol Klolis Yisrael, and he was Zocha, that all of Klal Yisrael interfaced with his neshama. It all became one and was embodied in that one person. And went in with the guf of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael, Be'emes, were in that place of Kodesh Kedoshim, and went in to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'achdus Niflo Ve'el Yoyne B'Yom HaKippur. Ashri Ayin Rosa Kol Eila, Halo L'mishma Oizen Dov and Avshein, like we say by the Piyut in Musaf. Yiru Einenu B'Kar of Mamash, we should be zeichet to see it. Now with this, we can understand the most famous machloikis, the Gabi Yom Kippur. The machloikis between Rebbe and Chachamim, where Rebbe holds that, as everybody knows, that the Yitzum Shayom is Mechapi, even without Tshuva. Yom Kippur brings Kapara, even if we don't do Tshuva. That's the Shita of Rebbe. That Shita of Rebbe has caused a lot of commotion. The Chachamim say, no, Yom Kippur is Mechapi with Tshuva. There's a lot written in this Indian, and whoever learns Hilchas Tshuva B'Iyun, there's tremendous in this amount in this. The Kohen, Reb Tzadik, and Takaras Hashav, and Reb Yashaber, and Alot Tshuva, there's a lot in this Nakuda. What does that mean? The Yitzumu Shayom is Mechaper. Without Tshuva. What does that mean? Calls mind that a person at least believes in Yom Kippur. There is such a thing, Chalil. Calls mind that a person believes in Yom Kippur. Yitzumu Shayom is Mechaper without Tshuva. So, Lord Dvarim Elo, according to what we're learning here, Nuchal M'at Min Ha'Ma'at, L'Zbonim Machloikis Ayinah Ben Rabbi Ben Chacham. We can understand a little bit of this amazing Machloikis between Rabbi and Chacham. L'Ma'isen Nir Loimer, Shemachloikis Rabbi Rabban in the Utsa B'Shailas Hayachas Ben Apnimis V'Chitzonis B'Yitzum Shayom Kippurim. It's a question, or it's a Machloikis, regarding the relationship between Pnimis and Chitzonis and Yom Kippur. He explains, listen carefully. According to what we just learned, really the Maimer began before this, but according to even what we learned here, we could understand the Shita of Rabbi. Shehine b'yoyim adir v'kodesh zedah, that on this day, boikas ha'pnimius, the pnimius, the Kodesh Kedoshim of each and every Jew, of Am Yisrael, bursts through all of the coverings. The karas is mesach ha'chitzonius, it rips through all of the veils of chitzonius, all of the coverings. Umiira bo'ira ha'adir v'ha'elyon mamish al kol nishmas Yisrael, and it's shining in that powerful way. Al kol nishmas Yisrael. Mimela nimochim ha'avaynis kula mamish. Mimela, the result of that is that once that pnimius is mezgala, mimela all of the averis of Am Yisrael are blown away. What are averis in that place of pnimius? And that in that world of Kodesh Kedoshim, there are no Averis. The Averis are all coming from Chitzonius. Well, I told the Maisa, the Rechevra, in the old Bis Medrash this morning, the Maisa from the Shlomo, from the Babafer. I'm not going into the whole Arichas of it, but there was it's a beautiful story, but just the Tamsis that we need for now is that after the war in New York, when the Babafer was still living on the west side, when he had the shtibel on the west side, so they didn't have a minion many times. And they got this Jew. They stood outside. The Bava Rebbe stood outside, and he was able to see. You know, he had a three sign who's a Jew, and he called over somebody. He started talking to him in Yiddish. He would say, "Yeah, I mean," he says, "we need a tenth." Come. So then this guy wanted a daven. He didn't. He said, "Okay, I'll be the tenth." He wanted a daven. He said, "He's a chazan." So the Rebbe said, his son Reb Naftolcha and the other chassidim that were there, they were upset about the whole thing. But the Rebbe said, "Go daven," and then he came back. He would show up every Friday, Kabbalah Shabbos, he's chazan, and he went straight to the Omid, you know. So and they're all upset, and the Bava Rebbe's mechabed him, something amazing. Then he doesn't show up one Friday. It's already late, and the Rebbe's a little bit worried about him, and he didn't come Friday night. And the Bava says, Vi is your uncle, whatever, the chazan. And the other said, they already had a minion, they didn't need him, and they were happy to depart from him. And Shabbos morning, Vi is your uncle. So the Rebbe says to after that, he says to his son, Rav Naftulch, and to one of the Chassidim, go look for Yankel. So this is not Bob, if this is Manhattan, we're going to look for somebody over here. He says, go look for him. So they walk a little bit, and they go, and sure enough, they come to a park, near somewhere, there's a little park, and they see that this Yankel is sitting with a newspaper, smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. So this confirmed what they already knew. And they come back and they tell the Rebbe, their Yankel is sitting in the park smoking a cigarette. So Rebbe says, not true. So they look at each other, and the Tulcha and the other one, says, we saw you smoking a cigarette. Yankel smoking a cigarette. And the Rebbe said, that's not true. And so we saw with our eyes. He said, Yankel's not smoking a cigarette. The Nazi is smoking a cigarette. Not Yankel. And the Rebbe said, go and get him right away and bring him. I want him to come here. They went back and he was gone. I says 30 years later, the Yid shows up, he comes to the Rebbe with an invitation. He's a Chassidish Yid now with a long, beautiful beard. And he comes into the Baba Rebbe with an invitation. It's the Chasna of an Enikel, I don't know, a child of an Enikel comes with an invitation. So he raised a whole family of Chassidim, and he says, Rebbe, do you remember me? I'm Yankel, the Baal Tefillah. It's Yankel, the Baba, you know how he was. Asked right away to hug and to kiss. Yankel, Yankel, I missed you. Where you've been, Yankel, Yankel. You know. And in the meantime, the Baba leans over and he says to his son, Rebbe Natolcha, you remember I told you? Yankel wasn't smoking a cigarette. The Nazi was smoking a cigarette. You understand what the mice is? The Nazi smoking the cigarette. Something happened to Yankel. Something went wrong with Yankel. We don't understand what these people went through. And the Rebbe is saying, it wasn't Yankel. It's not the Yom Kippur Degi Yankel. It's not the Kodesh Kadoshim of Yankel. It's not who Yankel really is. The one who's smoking the cigarette is the Nazi smoking the cigarette. The Nazi is the one that made such a thing, that Yankel would smoke a cigarette. It's not Yankel. And he said, you see, I told you Yankel wasn't smoking the cigarette. There's no aveiros. There's no cigarettes in such a place. Shabbos. There's no in that mitzias of kodesh kadoshim of pnimius, in the mitzias of what a Jew is. There's no such thing. So mimeila itzum shayomus mechaper. When there's a gilui of pnimius, when there's a hezgalus of what a Jew really is, so there's a kapara itzum shayomus mechaper. Shem ka'anan dak. It's like a thin cloud. All of the aveiros like a mist. Hanelom b'toikef or ha-pnimius, and when the big light of pnimius bursts forth, so that thin cloud right away it's gone. It dissipates. Habakas b'skulas itzumu shel yoyim, atzumu shel itzumu shel yoyim is kodesh kadoshim is nishmas Yisrael. So we understand, Rabbi. I mean, this side, Ma'ashomu Chacham, Shasotin, the Gematria, Shloish, Mes, Shisha, Ma'arbis, everybody knows that the Gematria of Sotin is 364. Lam, the Shubachol, Yimais, Hashon, Yeshtakarach, Vichelis, and Katreg, which Chazal already taught us that all of the other days of the year, the Sotin has the ability to make trouble. Milvad, Yom Kippur. Chazal said, except Yom Kippur. So the Sotin's only 364, not 365. Sotin can't be Makatreg and Yom Kippur. What does it mean Sotin can't be Makatreg? What does he do? He is off on Yom Kippur. Can't be Makadosh, because in that place of Kodesh Kadosh, there's no Inyan of Sodom. Finish the Soyde Inyan of Sodom, Yochel Katrig, Ach Rak, Bebechnis Chitzanyas. The Sodom can only be Makadrig, Yankel smoking a cigarette. The Sodom can only be Makadrig in the Chitzanyas of what we do and how we act, but not who we are. There, the Sodom can't be Makadrig. Who we are, Be'etzim, the Sodom can't be Makadrig. Vulam b'yom kippur mi'ira ha'pnimius ba'atzmusa. On Yom Kippur, the pnimius is shining ba'atzmusa. B'chol sif'artu k'dushasa, with all of its holiness and splendor. U'mezgala ha'soyd ha'elyin she'yisrael him echad mamish ha'mashem izbarach. That Am Yisrael is one with Hashem. The kruvim al us staring each other in the face. B'chol ha'maisim ha'roim shenasu. And all the bad things that shenasu, that we do... We really be'emes don't have a klal. We don't have a cheshik or rotzen. Like the Baditshev used to say, you never saw that a Jew should invite his friends to make a kiddush for an aveira that he did. He says Jews do aveiras, but they don't make a kiddush. They don't make a kiddush. They don't make a siyum. You know, I finished my big aveir. They don't make a siyum. For mitzvahs, they make kiddushim for nice things. They don't make it. They're not proud of themselves when they do aveiros. It's not. Really, Jews don't have a cheshek in a rotzenbaum. They don't have a cheshek in a rotzenbaum. So the chitzonis, they have a good time. It's fun. But they're not in pnimiyas. Really, it's blidas. Turn over. It's blidas. Because we become like shoytim. It's a ruch shtus. It's an insanity. Shekena pnimiyas amitis hoisi kivyochel misumemes eruduma. When the pnimiyas is in this is when the pnimiyas is in this in a certain state of concealment or paralysis or asleep. L'chein noflu. V'lam be'emes ein l'hem ele leiv echad l'avim shu b'shamayim. But be'emes, Jews only have a leiv echad l'avim shu b'shamayim. Be'emes. V'chatoim einem mesh'irim klal reishim u'zeichim b'pnimiyas atzilis. And in that place of pnimiyas, in that which is called Magen Avram, whatever, all the various that we do, don't leave chalila in that place of reishim. Therefore, really, according to the Ariya Kodesh, when a Jew does an aveira, the neshama, the essence of who he is, does not participate in that. It's mistalekis mimenu. The Arizal says that. Doesn't participate. The neshama can't go into such a place. It can't be. Kiheim mechavim b'teilim, chuyim u'b'teilim mi'ikarim. All the aveiras are erased and bottled mi'ikarim. Kicheres hanishbu chadov v'shein boi mamash klal. Nothing. All the kilkel, all the destruction, chet, is only chitzonius. But on this amazing day, this powerful day of the year, Yom Kippur, we enter into that place that's called Kodesh Kedoshim. How that works is not for now. We become connected to the true makor of who we are. So all of the walls and barriers that stand between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu, they just melt and fall apart. Like a thin cloud that's blown away by a little breeze. Nothing. It says in Pasuk, you can't go, the Kohen can't go b'chol eis any time into the Kodesh Kadosh. When he wants, any time. According to Rebbe, we have to read the pasuk like this. B'chol eis means that really a human being can never go. Even a kohen by himself can never go. B'chol eis loyov l'kodesh. Even a kohen can never go into the kodesh. B'chol eis, no such thing. There's no such thing as a time that an individual human being, no matter how big a tzaddik he is, he's the kohen gadol, the biggest kohen, Aaron a kohen. There's no such thing that an individual Jew can go. Loyav b'chol eis el hakodesh. Ela shebiyom kippurim. Then we have this thing that's called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not part of that program that's called eis b'chol eis. Anu oylem mamish mi'al gvulos hazman v'hamokim. Then we ascend to a place that's higher than Gvul and Mokum. Umisroim la'ela 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 la'ela. Elam Mokum helinat pnimi shabai ein hevdel klal ben over hayviv asid. We come to a madrega with no distinction between past, present, and future. Uboy Yisrael hayu kadoshim v'hinam kadoshim v'yu kadoshim. In that nakuda, we were always kadosh. We are kadosh. We'll be kadosh. The ain klal hefsek vatsir l'kedushosam adir v'aramim. Kedusha. Yom Kippurim l'das Rabbi nimtzam he'al mezgeres hazman. According to Rabbi, Yom Kippur is higher than the entire framework of time. It's not called b'chol eis. U'mechutz l'gvulus ha'mokim v'amayisim. The same way that the Kodesh Kedoshim, that place in Yerushalayim, it's not a regular place of the world. It's not a place. It's not a mokim. It's ainim and hamida. It's not a mokim. Yom Kippur is a world that's higher than the choices that you and I make. All of that is chitzonius. Yom Shum me'al kol inyan yiridus haneshama laguf. It's a day that's higher than the whole inyan of the neshama entering into the guf. Yom Shaboy onu me'al malach hasharis. Higher than malachim. Shapnimius behekis batzmasa, where the neshama, the pnimius, is shining in all of its strength. It emerges from its hiding place and from the garments that cover it. Throughout the entire year, the neshama is hiding, is concealed beneath the covering of chitzonius. And in Yom Kippur, it's revealed. Chazoka, powerful, umleis birke. A broke kodesh, powerful brokim like lightning, like shining light. Hamerapes kol tachlui am Yisrael, that heals all of the sicknesses of am Yisrael. Umekanaches is tzoyas ha'avainis, and cleans away the filth of our averis. Kemisha mavre niguv alichluch kal, like when you take a towel and it's some light little dirt and it wipes right off. Like drawing a hair from milk, it's so easy. Vini asher al kain, oimed Rabbeinu Kodesh Rabbi, v'oimer itzum shayim mechaper. And that's Rabbi Shita, itzum shayim mechaper. Ha'atzmius, ha'etzim, etzim hayoim, etzim kedushas Yisrael, etzim kodesh kadosha. Heim besi behikusam, are the highest point of the strength. Very musam. Heim hamoichim v'amafagigim es kol kilkulei hachitzanis. And this R erases all of the kilkulim, all of the damage that we do to ourselves in chitzanis. Ha'ahava v'apiyus haimim mezgabim le'elel eila. And it reveals in the world tremendous, tremendous longing, love, and pius, and reconciliation. All their various are erased. And therefore, Rabbi says, it's not because of tshuva. It's not because of crying. It's not because of all of the avoid of tshuva, which Rabbi is masking. That there's an additional element of tahara, whatever can be achieved through all of the avoid of tshuva. That's not for now. But as far as the averis are concerned, because there's a difference between lechaper and letahir, so there's forgiveness. As far as tahara is concerned, there are additional madregas of tahara, of course. But averis, there are no averis. Anoichi anoichi, moichib shechel, amani, chatez shechel, b'yeskar. Anoichi anoichi, that comes from the highest place. Moichib shechel, I erase all of your averis. Lamani, for my sake. V'chatez shechel, b'yeskar. And I'm not going to remember or mention any averis. And it's erased like a cloud. These are the psukim we say the whole time. Which is the side. Anoichi anoichi is the highest madrig that's called crown keser. Shachiyadua who roimes the keser. Anoichi anoichi who, the highest madrig of kedusha. Hainush anoichi who side hanhogach itzaynis. The kais mezgalish anoichi anoichi who. Anoichi, anoichi, I, keser, who means chitzonius. Anoichi is pnimius, first person. Who is third person. The who is illuminated by the keser, by the anoichi, by the I. That means there's a complete kesher and a yichud between anoichi and who, I and him, which means that the pnimius is completely filling all the chitzonius. The anoichi fills the who. Anoichi, anoichi, who. Hainu shechitzonius mares beside a pnimius shabbat. The chitzonius is shining with the light of pnimius. V'inil or dvarim elu muvan heitev ma'idas Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So according to what we've learned, we understand the view of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Hamaflik b'raim is kedushas atmashim k'itzomashim ha'kipurim. So Chayz Davka, initially the question now is Ma'idas Rabbanan. So what are the Chum saying? Are they disagreeing with this? It can't be. So what are they saying? Chalei be'emes u'betamim, apnimis hihi ha'emes. L'fiya kol avanis nimachem amish. The Metzias is. It's not an opinion. Rebbe was describing something that happens. And there's a gili of pnimis, and all of the averis like a cloud, and like all the psukim say, all of that disappears. So what are the Chachamim saying? What do they mean with tshuva? Halei tshuva she'eches rak b'chitzonius. The whole avoid of tshuva is the avoid of chitzonius, of trying to get over this, trying to fix this. Azivas achait, and charot, and kabbalah haba, and vidui, it's all chitzonius. Welcome Shabbat Yish Bechir Chavshis. Tshuva is an Indian of Bechir Chavshis. The whole Indian of Bechir Chavshis, the Rambam brings Davkin Hilchos Tshuva. It's Bechira, Bechira, Bechira. We're talking here, Rebbe's talking about something higher than Bechira. Something that's beyond the lousy choices that we make the whole year. Higher than that. Tshuva is a matter of Bechira. So go down, because it's late. Vini Nira, Shechacham Mesayim. So what are the Chacham hold? Chacham agreed be'etzem. What they're saying is as follows. Hashem's Baruch made it in such a way, the Chacham is saying, that he, like with everything else, he does not want us to be passive spectators to some glorious event that's unfolding. That's not how Hashem's Baruch works with us. According to the Chacham, it doesn't work that way. Elehi mishutefes lonu v'lashem's Baruch yachtav. That's why when you look in all the Svarim HaKadosh, when I was talking about it this morning, also to the guys, that the Ikur is something, Epis, to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. For all of the reasons that are found in the Svarim, that it shouldn't be Naham and the Kisuv, it shouldn't be that we get something for nothing. In other words, it happens. It happens. But you have to do something. Not that they're doing something, not that they're doing something, well, our choices are ma'akev, what's taking place. But that's not how the Baruch Shalom fears the veil. That's not how he runs the world. It's true. Chacham agreed that in Yom Kippur, the Pnimius is mezgala. Emes. It's a mitzias. It's not an idea. That's the mitzias. And the Chacham, of course, agree. K'meisha kosa rama. Sheposa kechacham. The Rambam says, "Atzmo shayoyim akipur mechaper imatshuva." So the Rambam passes like a chacham that the itzumah shomus mechaper imatshuva. Why do you have to say itzumah shomus mechaper imatshuva? Just you have to do tshuva. No. The chacham not disagreeing that there's something that's called itzumah shayoyim, atzmo shayoyim. They're not disagreeing with that. However, the chacham say that Akash Baruch Hu wants us to participate in that. Vahainu she itzumah shayoyim. Who am mechaper? What's mechaper be'etzem is Yom Kippur. Kodesh Kadoshim. Av Mevinu, the Nekud of Av Mevinu. Kodesh Kadoshim. Nishmas Yisrael. Echad. That's what's mechaper. That's really what's mechaper. That's what all the Averis are blown away. V'ayin l'shem esgalis ha'pnimis ha'amita she'yisrael mamish. L'chein nichnes Kohen Gadol l'Kodesh Kadoshim beside ha'pnimis mamish. And that's where the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh Kadoshim, which is the side of pnimis. El shechacham cholkem ha'rebi b'sheila. The Chacham disagree like this. In other words, the Chacham say, of course it's true, but the Baruch Hashem wants us to do something, like, to do something to be ma'ira the gilui pnimius, to initiate that revelation of pnimius. Finally, shaliba the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, hini pnimius misoireres ba'atzma mamish. According to Rebbe, everything's b'sheiv al ta'asi. The pnimius is misoira on its own. The nekuda of Kodesh Kadoshim, it just wakes up and it explodes on its own. Without any need for any act on our part here in this world. From the side above. It just comes out. Higher than anything we do. On the other hand, Chacham soimer in the Chacham hold shadav kat shuva she Yisrael asat the hizushim oireres is apnimius. The Chacham hold that the Rosh Hashanah made the world in such a way that b'isat rusa de lasat the talia milsa, that everything depends on our something to be ma'ira, some choice, some decision, some effort to be ma'ira the pnimius, to open up that place in ourselves. V'hanishu b'tchila tzvicha chitzonius, that it has to come through chitzonius. This is a very big yisoid in Avodas Hashem. It has to start even with something. Even kichud shalmachat. But there has to be an opening in chitzainyas. An avoid the something in chitzainyas. Find the b'chira shalom, our choice. L'sayra v'lir tzayis loshu b'tshuva l'kol pachas. To want to do tshuva. U'mirega shegilinu. The next page. U'mirega shegilinu. from the moment that we reveal Ritzayende B'Soicha Oilam Hazel Lirtzayis Hashem Mamash Losh V'Lov, from the moment that we reveal that we have Kol Pachas Aratzon, that is something, Aratzon, to come back to Hashem to do tshuva, Yimimela Misoirim Galim Adir Mirom Shemayim, then, oh, unbelievable things are Mezgala, unbelievable things are opened up and are revealed, unbelievable. So the mashal I always give is I had with my mother. So she's an unbelievably, unbelievably warm and loving and caring person. And I remember when I was a kid. So when I really did something bad and she really got upset, she would make all these kind of threats and all these terrible things. And she was saying she's going to do this and do that and she's going to. And then I would just at some point, like it took a while, but at some point I would say, "Oh look, Mom, I'm sorry." Then she would start to cry and say, no, it's my fault. It's like, this happened all the time. I mean, it's not written in any chinuch books to do such a thing. But my mother never read those books. She just said, no, it's my fault. It's my fault. The Baruch Shalom Amish goes with us like that. It's an unbelievable thing. That if a person has something to say, to ask, to say something real and to be honest, the Mela, the Rachman Hashpores of Rachmima, Ainsaif, the Hashpores. Rapnimis, Miss Gaberis, Vahim, Miss Ayros, Miss Chazakis, Hilechis, Miss Atemis, Achabekas, Mamish, as a Chitonis to our Avoida. We are Ma'ira that Pnimis, and we are the ones who are, according to Chachamim, are enabling it to break through the Chitonis. Ma'ira is called Psha Yisrael. La'or Zayis Novin, Shachena Kaparah Yom Kippur El Yoni Yosim Kol Tshuva Shnasa Meshach Hashana. Everybody agrees that the Kapara of Yom Kippur is higher than anything else, any Tshuva during the year. Everybody's talking about what's the difference between Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Tshuva the rest of the year. That's all this is what I'm talking about. You can do Tshuva any time. Gamad Das Chacham, Chacham agree that Yom Kippur is higher than any other day. Shachen Ein Dov Agol Yosim Mehat Tshuva Shabo Mikoy Chesaros Hapnimis Amitis B'Yosim Shiyisrael. There's no question that there's nothing higher than the tshuva that comes with this explosion of pnimiyus from within that point of Kodesh Kodashim of Klal Yisrael. Shekein davke k'shem misayreres pnimiyus zu nika mamash b'chal toikif, when it's misayre, then it comes out in the strongest and clearest way. Ubali yisofer klal vika sheyisrael tahirim b'tzadikim, and it becomes very obvious, very apparent, that Yisrael is tahirim, Jews are tahirim and tzadikim. Vein lem ele rotzen echad v'lasas rotzen Hashem, and all they want is to do the rotzen Hashem. B'chol ha'nefilas, and all of our failures, bo'z rak mi'chusha v'tishtush v'uchshtus, it comes from a weakness. It's the Nazi that made Yankel smoke. That's what it comes from. Ve'en lan be'emes tam ba'olam ha'chom yehazeh ba'atzmai. Be'emes, the truth is that this is not the world that we're interested in. And it doesn't give us any fulfillment. El etzmeim heim kulam ha'myachim l'bayram be'emes, every Jew, and this p'nimis is mezgal kodesh kodeshim, every Jew is thirsting and longing for the Creator. Tzur mechilim donu Creator's baruchu v'ruch shemayim meila ha'tshuv ya'adiru mechias ha'averus igmur v'shleim ha'mamish. All the averus areas. V'dov is elinas el klai yisrael v'meshach Hashem. That doesn't happen the whole year. Av sh'aysim tshuva. Of course Jews do tshuva the whole year. She'ein ze ela b'soid gilui nitofim me'ha'pnimiyis b'soich ha'chitonyis. What happens the whole year is the drops of pnimiyis that are able to escape from the cage of this world, of the guf, and those drops are able to get into the chitzonius and to change and to elevate our behavior. 100%. That could happen the whole year. But v'loichib yom ha'kippurim. Yom adir b'mei shana shabay ha'pnimis b'hekes u'mezukekes. It's shining and it's clear. U'mi'ira b'chol oyiz yifas kedushosa, and it's shining with all of its glory and its kedusha. Sh'lefichach yichaylam anulav ala kodesh pnima. We can enter into that place. El chadrei achador ma'apnimim shebekodesh kadoshim, with the Kohen Gadol, to enter into the place of Kodesh Kadoshim. Shemak bilim el chadrei levavenu ha'apnimim, that correspond to the chadrei halev, the inner chambers of the heart. El nekudas halev ha'apnimim shebe'eros la'Hashem ezbarach, that nekuda of a Jewish heart that's on fire for Hashem. My esses bechatoim is disgusted with all the averus. Omisavin is longing only for one thing, b'shtekekes legilu yishchina, is only longing for the Gilui Shechina in the world, the Tikkun Olam Malchus Shakai, and the Tikkun of the world Malchus Shakai. We should be zeichen not just to read these things, but to be able to see with our own eyes. It says Marakoyin, that when we say by Musaf the Piyut, the beautiful, and we sing Marakoyin. There was once a year that we had such a thing that we would see on the face of a human being a picture of who we really are and who we could become. Hashem's book should help us if we have to wait a little bit longer for that to happen in the Metzius of this world, but we should be able to see in ourselves more of the Marakayin Mitzvah Hashem this year. And that's chus, we should be zeichet to see the Marakayin of the Kohen Gadol and Beis HaMikdash. May have Yemeinu Amen.
Amen.
Good year.